Now, I have two little stories to tell. The Indian anecdotes are very vivid, memorable, and they give the point in a very strong way. This first story has to do with sat, with performing your duty. It is thought in a sort of popular way that a person who has performed his duty perfectly throughout his life can perform magic simply by saying, if I have done so and so all my life without fail, really, truly, then let such and such take place, and it will take place. This is called an act of truth. So this story is of a time in the 3rd century BC when the Ganges was rising and threatening to flood the capital city of Pataliputra, which is now called Patna. And the king went down to the bank of the river to watch this. All the people were there. You know, the river's coming up. What's going to happen? And as it approached the level of great danger, the king said, is there nobody here who can perform an act of truth and cause the waters of the Ganges to flow back upstream? The Brahmins, the priests, none of them could perform an act of truth. They were Brahmins because they had lived lives perfectly in earlier incarnations, but in this one, not one of them was perfect. The Kshatriyas, the king himself, not one. The Vaishyas, not one. Way down the line was an old prostitute, and her name was Bindumati. And she began muttering around, saying, I have an act of truth. Well, her neighbor said, Bindi, get going, for heaven's sakes. So Bindumati draws herself inward, and in her own soul pronounces the act of truth that she has. And, of course, what do you know? The river does indeed begin to flow back upstream. Well, everybody's enormously excited, and who performed the act of truth? And the word comes rippling up to the king, Bindumati. What an amazement. Because it's a funny thing about doctrines of religion. One knows what they are, but one never thinks they really work. And so the king goes down the way, and there's Bindumati, and he calls her a string of names, you old thing. Do you mean to say you have an act of truth? I have an act of truth that would turn the world of the gods upside down if I wanted it to. Somewhat intimidated, the emperor says, what is your act of truth? It is as follows. If in the performance of my duty, she is born in this low caste. If in the performance of my duty, I have not fawned upon the wealthy, the handsome, or those of high caste, nor despised the poor, the low caste, and the ugly, but have always given due service for the money, let the waters flow back upstream. There was nobody there. She was gold. She had no judgment. She was doing her duty, and that's the way India is supposed to work. Now, did the king say, Bindumati, you've saved the city. Come, we'll put a monument up, sit on the throne. Nothing of the kind. Not that lifetime. Next lifetime, perhaps Queen of Benares, but not now. That is her function. Mice cannot become lionesses. This is something to remember with respect to the caste system, and it's something that comes through in India. By performing the duty, no matter where, the individual participates in the glory and power of the universe and becomes a conduit of that power. Nobody chooses to do anything. Everybody's doing what he ought. And so this grand thing, which is the universe, rides on. And one goes to India, and one sees the horror of it, and my God, it is appalling what one sees. If the words for poverty and squalor that we use don't touch what you see there. And yet, when you're there and the shock has finally been absorbed, there comes this realization. Peace. Peace. Radiance. I remember reading years ago in an article, I don't even remember where it was, by Lewis Mumford, a sentence. Values emerge from life on all its levels. But they won't emerge if you're criticizing it. They will emerge only if you go with it. This is the traditional point of view. You come in on this level, live it. Perform the duty. I'm speaking now in Indian terms. Don't say, oh, gee, I ought to be up there. I ought to be down here. Somebody's cheating me. This guy's getting more than I am. Live it. You judge your life not in terms of what the other fellow's getting, but in terms of whether you're really doing it. This is the glory of India. It was the thing that made it great once. It's the thing that's supporting it in its horror now. So much then for the idea of sat, being something. You are something insofar as you're a social being by doing your job. And they do it. They do it well. There's another story. This one's a more gentle story. This is of a teacher. Now in India the word teacher is guru. And this means something very different from what teacher means for us. Teacher for us, generally, nowadays at any rate, means somebody who communicates information to you and gives you certain guidance in your life and crises and so forth. Teacher in India, or guru, means a person who himself is your model. The student is meant to identify with the teacher, to become as the teacher. The teacher became as his teacher, and so there's nobody there. There is the image of teacher coming on down the line. Now this story is of a student who arrived one day late. The teacher says, you're late. Where have you been? What's the matter here? Well, the student says, I couldn't get here. I live the other side of the stream and of the river. The river was in flood. There was no ferry. The fording place was too deep. I couldn't get here. Was it the teacher, did the ferry come? Did the river go down? No. Well, how did you get here? Was it the student, I thought of my teacher. And I thought, my teacher is the vehicle of truth to me. He is my God. He is my oracle. I will think about my teacher. And I'll walk across the water. And so I did. I thought, guru, 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 and I'm here. Well, thought the teacher, I didn't know I'd made it. Well, the teacher hadn't made it. When the student goes, the teacher thinks, this was in him. He says, I've got to try this thing. I've got to see how this works. So he looks around, sees if anybody's watching, and he goes down to the water, and he thinks, I'm going to do it. I. And he sank. The only reason one can walk across water is there's nobody there. Well, it's pure spirit, spiritus, wind. That teacher, in the student's mind, was a communicator of truth. In his own mind, he was an I, and an I has weight and sinks.